Okay. So we're going to go this morning. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for your word, for it's alive and it's true. And So this is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, thank you for this day. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here today. Use me, speak through me, to let the people hear your word. And I pray that their eyes will be open, their ears will be open, their hearts to receive everything that you have for them today. In Jesus' name, amen. The inner witness, the Spirit itself, himself, beareth witness with our spirit. Romans 8:16. That's the Amplified Bible. It says, do you ever have trouble hearing from God? Do you find yourself caught in confusion, circumstances, needing guidance? And yet, even after praying and reading the word, you're still not sure what God wants you to do. I've had that experience. I knew his written word, and acting on it changed my life. But I was uncertain when I had to make decisions about things the word didn't specifically address. Things like whether to move to one city or another. And I want to, I got an example for that. I was about to move to Iowa. And I prayed and asked God, let your will be done, not mine. My desire was to move with my son in Iowa, Pella, and it was all in the making, but God had other plans, and I had other people let me know that it wasn't the time. So it didn't work out, and things happen for a reason, so thank you, God, for that. It says, what held me back was my ability to know that I was doing the right thing. You see, God's written word and the inward witness are two different things. They never contradict each other, but they're both a vital part of our walk with God. God expected Israel, for example, to obey his written word. But he also said to them, obey my voice. Jeremiah 7:23. Because he wanted them to know his will in specific situations. That's what happened when Israel invaded Jericho. They heard God's voice. Where else do you think they would have gotten that strange battle plan? It wasn't written in the law of Moses. And certainly, no human being would suggest a 7-day march around a city as the most effective form of invasion. But exactly how, you may wonder, does God speak to us? Does he just shout down at us from heaven? Not usually. Romans 8:7 says, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That means that God's directions come from inside, not outside of you. At times, when you hear his guidance, you may even wonder, was that me, Lord, or was that you? That's because God doesn't normally inject thoughts directly into your mind from the outside inside. He speaks to your spirit, and your spirit translates it into a thought. Tune in today to that inward witness, to that quiet knowing, that urging, prompting, and leading arising within you. And if when you hear it, it sounds like you, don't be surprised, it is you. It's your spirit being influenced by the Spirit of God. After you're born again, your spirit is a safe guide because you are born of God's Spirit. You have this his nature. And the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit to teach you and to give you direction. Scripture reading, Joshua 6:1-20. And let's go to Joshua 7:23. Because I got the Bible open and I'm going to read it. So Joshua 7:23 says, "And they took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord." That does not thank the Lord. Oh, because it wasn't, it wasn't Joshua, it was Jeremiah. My bad. Okay. Jeremiah 7:23. God is funny. God is hilarious. Okay. 7:23. Jeremiah. All right. "But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you." So, that's that one. Praise the Lord. So he's telling us to obey his voice. So whatever you're going through and you don't know the right decision, obey his voice and he will talk to your inner spirit. So I had to learn that. Oh yes, many things I had to learn. Buying a car, I didn't listen to that voice. If I listened to that voice, I wouldn't be in the predicament I'm in now. But God is good, and he cares about his children, and he doesn't want us to, you know, taken advantage of. And so, if God is for us, who can be against us? And he says, "Revenge is mine," says the Lord. So, if you've ever been in a situation that someone took advantage of you, just know that God has your back, and God knows all and sees all. And that situation is not going to linger because God is fixing the situation now as we speak. Praise the Lord. Trust in him. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust in him. So Joshua 6:11. Now we're on the right path. Okay. So he had the ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning and took the priests, took up the ark of the Lord. Then seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. And the second day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner. On that day, they marched around the city 7 times. And the 7th time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." Now, we're going to jump up here into 20. Joshua 6:20, where it actually happened. But so the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpet, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And that was that inner voice. Joshua heard God's voice. God told Joshua, obey my voice. And Joshua heard God, and Joshua said, okay. And this is what he had to tell the people, and they followed through. Well, I just want to thank everybody listening today. Thank you, God, for helping me to share your word. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me boldness, encouragement to speak your word and to share it with all the world. And I pray that their eyes will be open, their ears will be listening. I want to read something else. This is very important. Ephesians. I want to read Ephesians. And this is a prayer that anyone can pray for, to share with their, to pray for their family, to pray for their friends. And with this prayer, it'll touch their hearts, their lives, which, all right, let me see. I think it's 3. Ephesians 3. I know it's 3. I'm trying to find that scripture that says that their eyes be enlightened. Or it could be the 17th. 3, okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Ephesians 1. That's what it was. Yeah. Ephesians 1. Let's see, 17. Yeah. Right. Ephesians 1:17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in the age, but also in that age, that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I read that whole thing just to read it, but to follow through what it says after the one scripture, Ephesians 1:17-18. That's the one that I wanted to read to you and to pray over everybody on the line. I pray for all that, for all God's saints. In Jesus' name, thank you again. Thank you, God, for this ministry. Thank you, God, what you're doing through this ministry. And I pray that you continue to help them to stay strong and have courage when challenges come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.